So we had a couple of clinical scenarios that we asked everybody about, including the faculty. I thought they were kind of interesting. We were trying to think about how can we structure a case scenario to kind of pull some stuff out. So the first scenario was an older patient with limited metastatic diseases, asymptomatic. So we said 76-year-old patient. So they're stable, asymptomatic, but they're MSI high. And so when we asked the audience, they were split. Most of them actually would give chemo, but then the split between whether Bev, EGFR antibody, but only a third of the audience would use a checkpoint inhibitor for a patient like that. When we asked the faculty, they were also split. So three people said checkpoint inhibitor and three said chemo. I mean, to me, if the patient's asymptomatic, maybe give them a shot to get launched into a prolonged remission, but I guess not everybody buys into that.
Yeah, no, I actually agree with using the checkpoint inhibitor in somebody who's asymptomatic. You have some time for the immunotherapy to work, and you also have some time that if, God forbid, it doesn't work, you can give chemo after that.
So another situation, we made the patient younger, so now 63, but now with extensive, moderately symptomatic disease. And the audience still was kind of split between mainly chemotherapy, either Bev or EGFR antibody. And the faculty, now I think you actually switched. Mm-hmm. Everybody else kind of stayed the same. But now you've got a symptomatic patient and you go with chemo. What are you thinking?
I'm saying that the chemo and first-line therapy is good that we have. And I'm a bit of a chicken. So, you know, if I've got a patient who's symptomatic and I'm sure that I'm going to get a response, you know, the responses that have been reported from the PD-1 inhibitors, you know, they fluctuate. So if I miss my window giving something a little bit more experimental, I'm going to feel bad. Now, ideally, if I have $1 zillion in my pocket, I'm going to give them chemo with the checkpoint inhibitor and see how that does.
So I know that's been looked at in lung and they got higher response rates, but has that been looked at with MSI high?
Not necessarily MSI high, but there was a study that's been published of FOLFOX-BEV plus PD-L1. And it was a first-line limited subset of patients still waiting for the data to mature just to see if there is a difference in how people do. But it has been shown to be safe to give. But again, don't do that at home outside of a clinical trial.